Good evening. Well, we are now entering 1 Kings. If you've been with us, we're down somewhere around our 61st reading. We're not too terribly far away from the end of the Old Testament story. But anyway, we're getting ready now to go into the end of David's life and to the establishment of Solomon as the next king of Israel. And, you know, we've been talking about the fact that from the point of David's inappropriate affair with Bathsheba, he's had nothing but problems in his family. And now David is about to die, and he's having the same problems. David is very old, probably around 70 years old, if we understand properly. So he's around 70. And he just is cold all the time. And so they get a young virgin to be one of his concubines. They don't really refer to her that way, but she goes into her harem. It's a lady named Abishag the Shunammite. And she's beautiful and she's young, and she becomes basically a nursemaid to David. And she takes care of him and she sleeps with him in order to keep him warm. But they do not have any relations as husband and wife. And that'll come into the story in just a few minutes. That's just a preamble. That's so that you'll understand something that's going to happen by the time we get to chapter 3. And then his next oldest son, Adonijah, decides he needs to take things into his own hands, and he's going to become the king. So he sets a plot in motion to set himself up as king and just make it the default. He's the oldest son. He's the natural one. Bathsheba hears about this. Nathan the prophet hear about this. And there's a couple of others that Adonijah stays away from. He doesn't want to have anything to do with Solomon. They know that David has made a promise to Bathsheba that her son Solomon's going to be the king. And he just wants to skip out past all that. He's just going to make himself king. David's about to die. And so Bathsheba goes in to David and says, "I thought my son was supposed to be king." Nathan the prophet goes in and said, "Are you condoning all this stuff? Did you approve of Adonijah becoming the king?" And David says, "No, we're going to fix that this day." So he sends them to anoint Solomon as the king. He has him ride on his own donkey, on the king's donkey, and come up, and they have a big party. Adonijah's folks hear all this. They get scared and they all run away, because they know this is not good, because the king has established his heir, not Adonijah, just assuming it's going to be him. Adonijah runs inside the tabernacle. He says, I'm afraid Solomon's going to kill me. Solomon sends someone to go talk to him. And he says, "No, if you do good, you won't have a problem. If you don't do good, then yes, there's going to be a problem." When we get to chapter 2, we see David has a charge to Solomon that basically he's wrapping up stuff. There are people like Joab and like Shimei and people like that that have done David wrong, and he tells Solomon, don't let their gray heads go down in peace. In other words, don't let them die peacefully. Let them die by blood. Have them murdered. And so he says, do it however you want to. And so you'll see those stories will come up here in just a couple of chapters. So David's telling him how to run the kingdom. Let's see where I just lost track of where I was. In that same chapter, Adonijah goes to Bathsheba and says, "I want just one little favor. I'm not going to be king, just one little favor. And that favor is let me have Abishag as my wife." And that seems easy enough. So she goes in and she talks to Solomon. And Solomon says, "You might as well ask me for the kingdom. Why? Do you remember when Absalom had run his father out of town? His father left some of his concubines to run his household while he was gone. And he was given the advice to go take them as his wives. That's something that demonstrated the passing of one king to another king, was the passing along of the harem. And so Absalom did that, and now Adonijah is trying to do that in the form of taking Abishag. Solomon says no, no, and he sends someone to kill him. And then chapter 3 is a very famous chapter, and that is where God comes to Solomon and asks him, what would you like me to do for you? And Solomon doesn't ask for riches, doesn't ask for long life, doesn't ask for all of his enemies to be defeated. He simply says, give me wisdom so that I can run your people properly the way you want them done. The Lord is very pleased with that. He gives him that wisdom, and then he also gives them all the other things, gives them long life and gives them health, and makes him have no real wars during Solomon's time. So everybody lives in a time of peace. So now we're getting into Solomon. I hope you enjoy, and I look forward to continuing to talk with you about this more tomorrow. Have a good evening.